What's up, y'all?
This is Wheezy from the What Is True
podcast.
The Hurricane Ian edition. As many of you know that have been following me for a while, or even recent followers, y'all know that I live in Florida. That's where I reside at. That's where I ride at. That's where I work at. If you've been living under a rock, Hurricane Ian rolled on by and did a number to many of us all, especially living in the southwest part of Florida. I live in Venice, Florida. Not to be confused, well, actually you can confuse Venice, Florida with Muhammad Atta, head hijacker, alleged hijacker of 9/11. I'll show some drone footage of that motherfucker's house. And I live in Venice, Florida. That's where these alleged motherfuckers was doing their dirty deeds and such. I live in Venice and I got hit by this motherfucking hurricane. I got epic footage. Check out my YouTube channel. Check out my, you know what? I'll upload it to Rockfin as well. Check out my Rockfin channel. If you only subscribe to one platform and you enjoy this content, do Rockfin. Fuck YouTube. YouTube is fucking fake and gay. I'll upload some footage where fucking hurricane is smashing into my motherfucking house. At a high rate of wind speed. Supposedly we received 185 mile an hour wind speeds. I'm not a fucking odometrist. And sorry guys, I'm drunk. So if I'm fucking up, I'm drunk. I was supposed to do a live stream on this shit last night, but I started to get depressed. You know what I'm saying? Lost a lot of shit. So I did not feel up to it. You know what I'm saying? And you're probably there. Some of you will sympathize with what I had to say. But I'm not going to lie, man. I mean, I've seen these disasters hit people on the TV, you know what I'm saying? And I sympathize with them. I'm like, fuck, that would suck to be in that position. So I 100% understand that feeling. The difference is this time I was them motherfuckers. I was them motherfuckers that you look at and be like, fuck, sucks to be them. Now, I am alive. My wife and kids are alive. 100% grateful for that. And so a lot of people at this point are like, you should be happy. Bitch, put yourself in my shoes. Yes, you survived what allegedly is the fifth worst hurricane in American fucking recorded history. Yes, I am fully aware of that. I'm not fucking stupid. I am fully aware that we lived through that bitch and we are alive and healthy. What people seem to forget is the aftermath. The losses tallied. The fucking cleanup. The last 3 fucking days. We've been cleaning up. I got a pile of yard waste the length of my entire yard lot stacked, I want to say 5 feet high, full of fucking yard waste, limbs and debris. I've got another pile full of fucking straight up trash. Those piles don't build up on their own. Takes a lot of fucking work to do that shit. And I'm not trying to make anyone feel stupid or reprimand anyone. I'm just saying, a lot of this shit that you don't think about until it fucking happens to you, you don't think about or realize. So again, I'm not trying to demean anyone. I'm just saying, I've been hearing it. Even on Facebook, man. Sorry, taking this drink. I've had some friends that live out. They're my associates and my friends that live out here in Florida. And they've been bitching and moaning about not having power. And that shit fucking irritates me. Because I'm like, bitch, I wish my problem was not having power and not having to deal with 2 feet of fucking water entering your fucking home. But then again, there's probably people that lost people during this time. And like, bitch, you're bitching about material shit and we lost a loved one. So I get it, man. It's a fucking, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Type of situations. So I'm recording right now. I'm buzzing. Y'all know that I drink 9% or higher. This is my third one in. So I'm feeling crispy right now. But I just want to let it all out. Put it on the fucking record. And just flow like that. You know what I'm saying? But let's go. Let's take it from the very beginning. So, we had received warnings that a hurricane was coming through several days in advance. The talk was, should we evacuate or should we hunker in place? The decision was made to hunker in place because in 2018 or 2017, I can't remember the year, we stayed through Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Irma came and went, and there was only a couple palm fronds laying in our yard. Not a big fucking deal. Sorry. And for that venture for Hurricane Irma, which we were told was going to be the biggest fucking hurricane in history. Huge, gigantic motherfucker. I want to make that clear because people seem to forget this shit. We fled. We left our home. We followed evacuation orders. And we headed towards Pensacola, Florida on the panhandle. What normally takes 6 hours to drive ended up taking 16 fucking hours. And it was, that in itself was a fucking pain in the ass. It seemed like the end of the world or the world scenario, man, because if you ran out of fuel, you had to pull over to the nearest exit, fuel up. And the lines were long. It would take you 45 minutes to fuel up and get back on the fucking road, which was bumper to bumper. And a normal ride that should take 6 hours took us 16 to 17 hours to complete, which I fucking did that day to get my family out of harm's way. And after reliving that, I didn't want to do that shit again. I'm going to be honest with you. I had heard the stories of Hurricane Charlie in Florida and how fucking crazy that one was. But other than that, since we've been here in 2015, everything's been chill. My wife was hinting at bailing out, but I was like, you know what? Who's going to be driving those 16, 17 hours? That's going to be me. I don't want to fucking do that shit. We got a brick home with a strong foundation. We just got our roof replaced about a week ago. We should be all right. So my decision was, fuck it. Let's just stay here. Damn, this is fucking crazy. I didn't know when I started turning on this microphone where this conversation was going to lead. But I'm just telling y'all what's in my fucking mind and the events leading up to this shit. So, I had to work Tuesday all day. And they told us Wednesday, this bitch is going to hit down. So, no work Wednesday. No work Thursday, but we want y'all back Friday and Saturday so we can get it. All right, fair enough. We'll see how this bitch plays out. So then Wednesday comes around. I wake up at 6 in the morning because that's my sleeping time. I wake up at 4 a.m. every fucking day. So for me to wake up at 6 a.m. is sleeping in. I wake up at 6 a.m. and I look up my bedroom window and I see the palms swaying in the darkness of the morning, which is in my video. So check out that video that I put on my YouTubes or my Rockfins or Odyssey for that matter. I'm going to fucking upload it there too. Fuck it. And it's just the sounds, man. I can't describe this. I wanna record this because the sounds of a fucking hurricane or the fucking preemptive strike, if you will, of a hurricane is so fucking surreal. So I'm chilling at 6 a.m., took a little video clips, and then around 8 a.m. or so, I'm still chilling in bed. I'm like, I mean, what can you do? We did what we did to prepare. We brought the chickens in the laundry room in case the backyard flooded. We put them in the laundry room. They should have been safe there. And we did what we could. And then let's hunker this bitch down. So then we're getting reports that the eye of the hurricane isn't due till about 2 p.m. and it should be over by 6 p.m. So, in other words, you should expect 4 hours of fucking total fucking carnage. But at 6 a.m., I'm awake and the winds are already getting crazy. You look outside, it's all gray, dark. The sun is completely fucking blocked out. And it looks fucking eerie, man. And start weathering this bitch. And then around 8 or 9 a.m., I'm still laying in bed just chilling, you know what I'm saying? And during this time, from 6 to 8 a.m., I'm chilling, listening to the sounds. And it is fucking creepy. I want to record this because I want to remember this shit if I listen to this a few years down the road. But while you're in this hurricane, you're hearing the fucking winds hit your fucking house constantly. Never ceasing, never stopping. Just fucking hitting you. And as a result, you're having branches from trees slamming onto your roof. I wasn't there on 9/11. But for whatever reason, I kept thinking about bodies thumping. Boom. And the power generators were having a hard time, man, trying to feed power to the houses. And you can, it sounded like a fucking dinosaur. Now, if you think I'm exaggerating, look at my video from YouTube. Look at the video on Rockfin that I did with the dramatic music. But I played the sound of this shit without the dramatic music. You can hear fucking branches thumping on your fucking roof. And the generator. Y'all know, if you've been following me for a while, that I don't believe in demons. I don't believe in this shit. But I shit you not, I was fucking freaked out, man. It sounded like demons. And I don't believe in demons. I want to preface that. I don't fucking believe in demons and any of this shit. But the sound that the Mother Nature was doing with the wind and everything, it sounded creepy as fuck, man. It sounded like shit was walking on the roof and just fucking... I can't... That's the best impersonation I can do it, man. It's fucking creepy, man. And everything that I say right now, you can try to sympathize and understand, but until you put your ass in my shoes, you just won't. I'm not trying to be a dickhead about it, but and I'm not demonizing anyone for failing to do so, because I've been there. I've looked at other people's situations and said, fuck. That would suck to be in that situation right there. And here I am. And I can describe it to you as graphic as possible, but until you're in my fucking shoes, you will never understand. And that's just the bottom line. But putting that caveat aside, I'm going to try my best to try to give you a glimpse of what I experienced. You know what I'm saying? So you're hearing the Transformers, and I made a Facebook post if you want to join the Facebook group. Link is in the description. But I go, hey, I'm fucking losing power. My power is flickering. The light in my bedroom is getting weak. The signal is getting weak. I'm like, man, I'm going to fucking lose power. Y'all want to know one of my biggest regrets was? And you're going to laugh when I tell you it. One of my biggest regrets was not making a cup of fucking coffee before the power actually went out. I was just lazing around. I'm like, I mean, what can you do? It's not like, so when I tell you I'm lazing around, we've already got everything ready as best we can. What are you going to do? You just got to wait for this bitch to fucking hit you upside the ass at this moment in time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling, and then you hear a fucking T-Rex. I don't know what a T-Rex sounds like, but if a T-Rex made sounds, this is what the motherfucker would probably sound like. Boom. Power off at 9 in the fucking morning. Somewhere's around that. So I just assumed, all right, our fucking transformer electric generator that powers every fucking house on this block is fucking down now. My mobile internet, if you're in the States, y'all know Verizon. If you are not from the States, you've probably never heard of Verizon, but they claim to be America's most reliable network. My internet turned to shit, so I didn't have, I really didn't have any internet service at this point in time. I could make phone calls, which was fucking awesome. So I started calling my sister, whom I love. She's my best friend. I love my sister. I'm fucking super close to my baby sister. And I told her, you know what, baby sis? I don't have any internet. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So imagine all this shit is going down and you don't know what the fuck is happening in the outside world. You're not going to drive anywhere because you don't know what the fuck is going on. Just picture yourself with a blindfold dealing with this shit. So I tell my sister, I go, I got no internet. Please, I'm going to call you every hour. I got to shut off my phone because I don't want to have a completely dead phone and lose power. You know what I'm saying? And so she agrees to give me updates. She's just doing her normal routine of getting shit done because she's in a completely other state. You know, she's not in Florida like I am. She's in another state in the southwest of the United States. So she's going about her day doing her shit. But being how close she is to me, she agrees. Yeah. Again, this is why I said, you can try your hardest to sympathize with someone. But until you're in that situation, you have no fucking clue. And so my sister is just going about her day and blah, blah, blah. I don't blame her for that. I would be going about my fucking day too. But she sympathized enough that whenever I called her, she would pull over if she was driving and give me a fucking update. And for that, fuck yeah, man. Much love to my sister. I fucking love you to death for that shit. Because I had no idea what was going on around me. And she would tell me, hey, the eye of the hurricane is due in an hour, 2 hours. And I'm like, at this point in time, you know, I'm like, man, did I make the right decision? Should I have evacuated or not? And so, if you're a man listening to this, you know this feeling, man. You feel powerless because you want to do more for the people you love. You know what I'm saying? And you can't. You just got to ride the bitch out. So now it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. No power for several hours. Still fucking pissed. Still pissed that I didn't make me a cup of coffee before the power went out. Prior to this, I bought lots of fruits, lots of dried goods, just in case we lost power. You know what I'm saying? So I did what I could, given the circumstances. And I'm sorry if I'm being an emotional wreck. I'll probably listen to this later. I'm like, you fucking bitch. But it's tough, man. It's tough. I feel like I'm a man's man, but unless you're in this situation, you really can't. You can't say shit. So if you're laughing, fuck you. I want to see your ass in a fucking hurricane condition, bitch. But anyways, I can't focus on that. But anyways, 11, 12, I knew 2 p.m. So by this time, I knew 2 p.m. is when hell was going to be unleashed. And I'm looking outside, man, there's fucking trash cans. 90-gallon trash cans being flung about, which is on my video, like nothing. Like they were on roller skates, and they're on their side. It's fucking nuts, man. My backyard is flooding. And then 2 p.m. hits. This is when we were told hell was going to be unleashed in Venice, Florida. 2 p.m. hits. I look at my backyard. The bitch is fucking practically flooded. You see a little bit of grass still, but the bitch is practically flooded, man. And I'm looking at my son's room from his room, and I see water on the ground. Water pooling. It wasn't splash droplets of water. It's pooling. And I'm trying to make sense of this shit. I'm like, wait a minute. Why the fuck is water pooling in my son's room? And I'm trying to lie to myself because I don't want to freak out at this point in time. But I'm like, maybe it's coming from the fucking windows. And I sell myself on that fucking lie. Say it's coming in from the fucking windows. We're going to be all right. Again, I proceed to lie to my motherfucking self. We're going to be all right. At this point in time, I start drinking beers, such as I'm doing right now. Got beer. I got some chewing tobacco, put in a fat dip. My family's freaking out in the background. My wife's nagging that I should have done the right thing and evacuated. Now I'm feeling like shit. Because she's right. I shouldn't have put my family through this shit. Should have evacuated. Because this shit's getting crazy. So I'm drinking beer. It's now like 4 o'clock. And by this time, we have received text messages from the counties saying that emergency vehicles will no longer be doing emergency calls because wind speeds have reached 45 miles an hour. Think about that. Emergency vehicles have been told to stop rescuing motherfuckers. Winds are 45 miles an hour. Mind you, that winds in this fucking hurricane reached around 185 miles per hour. So at this point in time, I get that text. I'm like, fuck, man. And I'm second guessing myself. And as a man, y'all know, once you start second guessing yourself, that's not a good thing. And I'm just like, fuck, man. Did I really put my fucking family in danger? And they're chilling in the hallway. I'm laying in the fucking bed. I'm like, man, I feel like a worthless piece of shit at this point in time. And I'm tired of it. I'm getting told that I'm should have evacuated and all the shit. So I said, fuck this shit. I walk outside. Like, you know what? Hopefully this may be a once in a lifetime thing. So I'm going to try to get some crazy fucking footage. And that's where you see the footage on that video where I say, cheers, you fuck. I'm nervous. I don't want people to think, oh man, Weezy's a fucking badass. Weezy's a fucking boss because he's like, fuck you, Hurricane. I don't want anyone taking that shit away from what I'm saying right now. Nah, I was scared. I was fucking scared. And if y'all want to call me pussies, I don't give a fuck, man. But I was scared. And I was buzzing. So I was like, fuck you, bitch. Bitch ass motherfucking hurricane. Hit me, motherfucker. And I'm chilling. And I'm seeing that wind just fucking, you can see it in the video, man. That wind is coming in fast and fucking furious. And when you see the pictures of the aftermath of trees being uprooted, trailer park homes being 100% obliterated, only then will you kind of understand how strong these fucking winds was. But you can see it in that video. Just look at the fucking, the ferocity of these winds making palm trees look like fucking rubber bands. It's fucking insane. And I go in the house. Now the wife, kids are freaking out. Especially my little baby boy, 10 years old. And he really started freaking out. He's like, what if we're going to die in this, Dad? And I was trying to block it out. I didn't want to hear that shit. How is a dad going to fail his fucking family? You know what I'm saying? And I just fucking just put on an audiobook, lock that bitch out. I don't want to hear that I was a failure. I don't want to hear that I made the wrong decision, even though I probably did. Because as someone who loves their kids, you don't want to put your family in that fucking situation where they're crying, thinking that they're gonna die. You know what I'm saying? And so, just put on an audiobook and block the shit out. And, tuned every motherfucker out. Listen to an audiobook on totalitarianism. Did a good job. I didn't hear no fucking thumping sounds on the roof anymore. The fucking hell being unleashed. And several times I thought, I was like, damn, this is how you block yourself from reality. What's going on? And then around, I think I call my sister before I get there. I'd call my sister at a certain point and I go, hey sis, how the fuck is everything going? Is this shit going to be over soon? We were told it was from 2 to 6. And then she dropped the fucking hammer on me and said, no, it's from 2 to 11 o'clock at night, basically midnight, you're going to get fucking hammered with this shit. And it was at that point, I was like, damn. And I felt utterly powerless, like a weak bitch. Because I was having a hard time from 2 to 4. And to weather this bitch till 11 o'clock at night, I was like, man, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? So I go outside. I do the video, cheers you bitch, and I look below me and I see the water creeping up onto my driveway. And it was at this point I was like, prior to this, not once in a million years did I ever think that my street where I live would ever fucking flood. Not once in 7 fucking years. So prior to the storm, I was like, you know, we're going to get a lot of rain. We're going to get a lot of rain, but it's okay. It'll go away. It'll dissipate. And when I started seeing that water getting in my driveway, I was like, fuck. What do I do now? And I had to calm myself because I had to remind myself that I am the fucking king of this fucking house. I am in charge of the safety of my fucking family. And so I was like, you can't freak out right now. You gotta chill out. You gotta calm yourself. And I was thinking, at this rate, with this amount of fucking rain at 4 o'clock, so we've already hit 2 hours in, and this bitch is supposed to last till 11 o'clock. Now my morale has diminished greatly. Because I was like, man, I can tolerate this shit until 6 p.m. We'll be all right. But then you hear that you're supposed to tolerate this shit not till 6 p.m., but till 11 o'clock at night, nearly midnight. Now you're not so sure about yourself. And I start thinking, fuck, what do I do now? And I see the water in the fucking driveway. It's creeping up. It's creeping up. And then I just go in, tell my family, look, guys, we're gonna sleep the night. And if you need to wake up to take a piss, you're gonna wake up with knee-high water. Don't freak out. That's just what it is. And it hurt my fucking soul to say that. Because then my little baby boy started freaking the fuck out. He's like, what if it doesn't stop at knee-high? What if it just gets higher and higher? And he had a fucking great point because I never even imagined it would get into the driveway. And now the bitch wants to get into my fucking house unwelcomed. And he had a point and I had nothing to counter that because I'm like, damn, he's right. What if this shit doesn't stop at bed level? How am I going to open fucking doors when I've got water pressure from inside the house fighting against me? How am I going to open windows when I got this pressure fighting against me? And so now I'm like freaking the fuck out. My wife calls the neighbor across the street from us, who is in a slightly higher elevation, not much, but slightly higher, about by 3 or 4 feet, and says, "Can water has entered our home. Can we spend the night at your house?" And we're cool with a lot of these neighbors here. And I, to be honest with you, I had been texting one of them back and forth in hopes that if it got to this situation, they would open the doors to us. And then motherfuckers went silent. But these other people said, fuck yeah, come to our house right now. And that's when the decision was made to leave the house. I told the kids, I told my wife, I go, all the important shit put on top of the beds. It may survive. I don't think it's going to get bed height. And it may survive. So we put our computers, belongings up there and just hope for the fucking best. You know what I'm saying? And then we grabbed our chickens, put them in a fucking little wagon. And when you cross your street, where you fucking live in, which in your mind, you would never in a million years imagine being fucking flooded. Never in a million fucking years would you imagine being flooded. And now you're walking in this bitch waist fucking deep with your chickens. Oh, damn. That's when you know shit just got real. You know what I'm saying? People let us in, our Polish immigrants. And I'm Mexican-American, and they reminded me so much of being Mexicans, man. Just white-skinned. Polish people are white-skinned Mexicans. They took us in. They housed us. They fed us. They let us sleep in the master bedroom. None of the shit they had to do. They didn't even have to answer our fucking phone calls. And yet they did it. And did it with love. We offered them money. A couple of $100 for a one-night stay. And they vehemently refused to accept. And for them, I will be forever grateful. They didn't have to answer the phone call. They didn't have to let us in. I even told them when they let us in their house, I go, look, we'll sleep in the fucking living room. Because my heart was broken that my youngest son was crying, thinking that we were gonna die in this shit. And for us to be leaving the house and the joy in his heart because he now was sure that we weren't gonna die that night. I don't like begging anyone. I don't like feeling like a piece of shit. But when your baby is doing the shit, your parental instinct kicks in and you will do anything for your kids. Because I'm not trying to sound tough right now, but for myself, I would have slept through that bitch on the bed, even if my bed would have been floating around the room. That's the honest truth. I'm not trying to sound like a hard ass, but I would have slept through that bitch. Fuck it. Fuck you, Hurricane Ian. But once it starts fucking with your kids, you could be the toughest motherfucker. But that's the shit that hits. You know what I'm saying? And so, the ease of mind that the neighbors gave us by allowing us to spend the night over there was huge. And I don't know if I could ever pay them back for that shit, even though it was one fucking night. They made us feel like we were welcome to spend 3, 4, an entire week at their house. That's how awesome they were, but it's not in my DNA to be bugging people. It's not in my wife's DNA. First thing in the morning, 6 a.m. You could see a video of me saying, that's my house right there. And I'm carrying the chickens and we're going back home. We're going to shovel every fucking gallon of water in our fucking house out of this bitch. This is my fucking house, bitch. And by the end of the day, we got 99% of that fucking water out. Next day, working on the front yard, we had a palm tree that was about 40 foot tall. And half of it snapped and landed away from the house. We had another pine tree that was 70 feet tall, maybe even higher than that. And half of it snapped onto my son's roof and just pierced it. And it's still staying there. And we need to call a tree service to get rid of that bitch. But the palm tree, man, the next day some neighbors in a fucking little tractor were just going around helping fucking neighbors for free. I saw them moving trees around and stumps and shit, and I hunted them down. Hey, how much will y'all charge me to move that fucking palm tree to the curb? Bitch, nothing. We ain't gonna charge you nothing. Just tell me where you at. And they moved the fucking half of a palm tree. A 40-foot palm tree. They moved it to my debris. That, in a nutshell, is my experience. And I try to be as graphic as possible. I am a little buzzing drunk. But again, I'm not trying to minimize anyone and make you feel less. But until you go through something like this, you truly do not understand. And I do not wish this upon anyone, even my most esteemed internet enemies. Not even them, man. This shit fucking sucks. This shit blows. I don't wish this upon anyone, man. And again, you can tell people, well, at least you survived. You should be happy. You should be grateful. I get that. But at the end of the fucking day, we're all humans. And you start realizing your material losses. And it fucking sucks. So, that's it, man. Hope you guys take something out of it. If anything, just realize that this shit does happen. I saw in some conspiracy groups saying that hurricanes are all bullshit, CGI. I'm a conspiracy realist. I believe if the evidence is there to support it, I believe it. But you, I don't know, man. I saw these people calling bullshit on hurricanes. Motherfucker. Spend fucking 24 hours in the shit that I spent. Let's see if you say hurricanes are bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a lot of fucking shit is a conspiracy, 100%. I'm not denying that. But not every fucking single thing is. And to get your house flooded with 2 feet of fucking water is not something I desire upon anyone. Be safe, everyone. Love. Hugs. Kisses to everyone. So, yeah. That's all I gotta say. Much love, y'all.